This is a phase one commutation hearing for Daniel French, ABC number 286507. Mr. French is currently serving a 10.5-year sentence for armed robbery. He is asking for a 3.5-year reduction in his sentence. His CSBD date is April 20, 2021. If he received a reduction in his sentence, his CSBD date would be April 30th of 2018. He does have a detainer from the Maricopa County Attorney's, from the Maricopa County Clerk of the Court. According to his institution progress report, he has completed some programs while he's been incarcerated. His release plan is that he will be released to stay with his mother, Ms. Toni Finch, who's located at 808 West Basswood Avenue in Santan Valley. He plans to go to work for ADOT. He has not had any discipline action since he has been incarcerated. According to Mr. French, he feels that he should get this reduction in his sentence because he hadn't had any violations since he's been incarcerated. He didn't have a criminal record prior to this offense occurring, and he says being in prison has made him a better man. He did sign a plea agreement. This is an incident that involved several robberies, two of which were armed robberies, and a few of them were also just robberies without a gun, where he displayed a note and indicated that he had a gun. As a result of his plea agreement, all the sentences that he received were to run concurrent. He did receive the 10.5-year sentence, which was an aggravated sentence that he received as a result of his plea agreement. Because he had one other armed robbery and three other regular robberies, and those charges were dismissed. Well, the regular robberies were to run concurrent. The other armed robbery was dismissed as a result of the plea agreement. According to information that I have, that he received a presumptive. The presumptive was 5 years. The minimum sentence was 4 years. And the maximum sentence that he could receive was 10 years. So he received a little bit over the maximum sentence, an aggravated sentence of 10.5 years. I do not feel that that sentence was excessive. Had he been charged, the other charges of robberies would have run concurrent and the other armed robbery would not have been dismissed. He would have served much more time since he was incarcerated. And this was an incident that occurred over a 3 month period of time, in which he stated that he was doing methadone. He was on a methadone treatment program. As a result, his methadone was reduced, and he resorted to robbing drug stores for methadone in order to get his methadone. He said he didn't want to go through the withdrawal of the pain of not having the methadone. So I did not feel the sentence was excessive. Therefore, I do not recommend him for pass him on to a phase two commutation hearing. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. I hear any input from my colleagues. I didn't make the motion to not pass Mr. Daniel Finch on to a phase two commutation hearing.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
That will conclude the hearing at this time.